So the final score for Moor Park this afternoon has finished Chester District 4, North Allerton Town at 2. The score doesn't really tell the story of the game at all, as it was a controversial game that saw two penalties, two red cards and numerous other incidents. It started off quietly enough really. For half an hour there was nothing in the game at all. And then the controversy really started after 35 minutes. There was a bit of a scramble following a Gav Parkin corner, and a header from Colin Anderson was cleared off the line by Kevin Dixon, but the referee had judged that he had used his arm to do so, and not only awarded Town a penalty but showed a red card to the Chester defender. Colin Anderson duly stepped up and slotted home the penalty, and at that point Northallerton looked as though they'd go on comfortably to win the game. But in the final minute of the first half there was some rather static Town defending, allowed Damien Stevens to slot home a well taken equaliser to make the half time score 1-1. The second half could not have got off to a worse start for Northallerton. Within 2 minutes, Stevens has ran through. It looked as though it was a clean tackle actually from James Howlett, but on the advice of his linesman, the referee not only awarded Chester a penalty, but showed the second red card of the game to the unfortunate Howlett. But that wasn't quite the end of the drama either, as it was a penalty from Craig Marron, and it was the standing Northallerton goalkeeper Mike Coleman who made a great save down to his left to keep the score at 1-1. But that didn't really prove to be the turning point, as it was only about 3 or 4 minutes later when Stevens ran through. There was a hint of offside, but he lobbed the ball over the advancing Coleman to put Chester ahead. And then just 3 minutes later, it looked as though it was all over for Northallerton when Stevens completed his hat-trick with another cool finish from the edge of the penalty area to make it 3-1. Northallerton made a few substitutions, tried to change things, but they never really got their game going. And it was all over 15 minutes from time when substitute Tony Healer headed home from close range after Coleman had failed to hold a corner from the left-hand side. Northallerton did put up a late rally. Darren Coates pulled a goal back 10 minutes from time. But that was really as good as it got, and the game's finished here at Moor Park, Chester District 4, Northallerton Town 2.